I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Tight reds, baby.
That's literally the Down Syndrome uniform. That's what you're wearing.
It's gym day.
Dude, if I wore that outfit, people would help me. Everywhere I went, people would hand me things and help me. And you just look like a fucking maniac in that.
It's gym day, dude. like someone's schizophrenic uncle.
You do. Yeah. They get big though. Schizophrenics get big.
Do they really?
Yeah, they get fat.
A lot of, I think like 95% of schizophrenics smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
They love sure. cigs. It's fucking
sweet.
They
do not give a I worked for the state and I went into this one house that was a house for schizophrenic men.
Oh,
that was rough.
It's got to be a nightmare.
They did smoke their fucking dicks.
They don't
also.
Stop, yeah.
But they also don't care about themselves.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like they were all fat as fuck. They were all in shitty sweatsuits.
Holy fuck.
Just covered in stains and shit, just walking around.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they were nuts. I mean, literally.
Dude, I watched.
Probably not the right thing to say about it.
I watched a documentary. It was about like a place like that for to treat people. It was in central Pennsylvania. It was in the 80s. So there's just like a dude's in like Miami Dolphin sweatpants tackling fucking schizophrenics. I'm like, dude, fucking chill.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what my job was. Yeah. I had to go.
You were an orderly?
No. I had to go, if there was an incident,
yeah.
I had to go investigate the incident and find out if the orderly was wrong or not.
Holy
so,
fuck.
So like, we'd watch security footage of these dudes just spearing retarded guys. Just Terry Tate off his linebacker and a bunch of retarded guys around the house.
In the documentary, the one dude is schizophrenic and like has like a mild case of Down syndrome. So he was like the guy's the
I don't
doctor.
Know who, do you have mild Downs?
Me?
No, I mean.
No, I think he. This I don't know. Yeah, good question.
It seems like mild AIDS.
Either you have it or you don't. Yeah. But that's what this guy said. He was like, well, he's schizophrenic and he has like mild. He said mental retardation. And okay. The guy's like, what? And he's like, you're a little retarded. And he's like, anyway. And he kept talking. And the guy was like,
showed me this.
It was so funny.
Weren't they sitting next to each other?
Yeah, right next to each other. Yeah. He's like, I'm what? He's like, you're retarded. And he was like, okay.
It was so fucking funny. Yeah, that was definitely the most depressing job I've ever had.
That had to have been insane.
Well, it wasn't. We usually didn't deal with adults. It was usually kids.
See, that's just as bad, if not worse. Yeah.
Especially because it was like juvenile like detention centers and shit.
Yeah, this guy cried because he put his head like near the window and the sun beamed on his head and he like for like 2 days was like the sun hit my head and like freaked the fuck out.
Oh,
dude, like Jesus. How do you even talk someone down from that? It's like I don't know, bud.
I think
swallow these things and just go to bed for a while.
My first day, someone killed themselves. A kid killed themselves.
Good Lord,
himself, and we had to go. Yeah, never mind. Yeah. And we had to investigate that.
Yeah,
that was rough.
Holy fuck.
And then my last day, I got fired.
You got fired from the nut house?
I did not give a fuck about this job.
You're like a young Ken Kesey.
And I got fired. And the last day, like when I was like leaving, they were like, oh, we have to go to Pittsburgh. I was like, why? They were like, two of the kids beat another kid to death with a vacuum cleaner. And I was like, all right, I'm
perfect.
Going home.
Perfect.
Jesus Christ, I'm going home.
Fuck.
Yeah, I was miserable, man.
Oh.
But I was in an office of all ladies,
mm-hmm.
and they fucking hated me, dude.
Of course.
They hated me, and there was one other dude, and he was like, he played the game. He was like their fucking, like they all loved him. They thought he was the hottest guy in the world. He was just this like volleyball
so
player.
That's
he
so
sucks
funny.
Dick, dude. I saw through all his little gay fucking game. He flirted with every chick there. Like the one chick was like, we're like office husband and wife. You're my office husband.
Ew.
And I was like, dude, if your fucking husband found out about that, he'd beat that guy to death with a fucking vacuum.
Oh, it's so fucking funny.
Yeah,
they didn't like that at all, did they?
They didn't like my attitude.
Oh my God.
I just sat there. Oh yeah, and they didn't have a desk for me, so I had the secretary's desk at just the front of the office.
Oh.
This fucking lady recorded how long my lunches were.
The fuck?
It was like 35 minutes instead of 30.
Did they know your sister?
No.
I was going to say, there's a chance they just didn't like your sister.
No, they didn't
like
my
you.
Sister, and they didn't know the power that my sister had. And they didn't know that I was late every day because I was riding in with my sister.
Yeah.
Who could be late. And I never told my sister I was getting in trouble for being
late. Yeah, you told me that, and then you got fired for being late.
I got fired for being late. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like 5 minutes late.
That's
at
insane.
The most every day.
That's
I fucking,
and what you're
I hate
dealing
that
with,
so much.
And what you're dealing with,
yeah.
It's like, dude, give you a couple
it's like,
minutes
let's go
in
investigate
the
a child's suicide. Also, you're 3 minutes late, and your lunch was 4 minutes long.
That's
so
insanity.
We're going to have to write you up. I was like, all right, write me up.
Yeah,
what happens?
Please.
What happens if you write me up? Like, well, we just have it written down. I'm just like, all right.
I tried to quit one time a job, and they just were like, no. It was the same. I would fantasize all day in this cold calling place about getting fired.
Oh, cold calling sucks.
Dude, the one lady came in. It was the owner's sister, and I fucking hated this lady. She came in, and she was like, I forget what I've been. She wanted me to do this like bullshit fucking task of like going through all these envelopes and opening up letters and reading them. I was just like, I'm not doing that. Straight up Bartleby, like, no. I'd prefer not to.
Bartleby?
Yeah, it was Bartleby the Scrivener. It was like a short story you had to read in college about a guy. Okay. The guy came up and he was like, Bartleby, can you do this? And he's like, I'd prefer not to. And the guy's like, I don't know what to do with this fucking guy. So I Bartleby this lady, and I was like, I'm not doing that. I was like, I just refuse. She was like, you can't refuse. I'm like, please. I literally told this. It was like my boss. I was like, I fantasize all day about getting fired. Like, fire me.
Yeah, man. Some places won't fire you. If you want to get fired, they will not fire you.
And like, that put a bad thing, because then when I was at the dog walking place, I figured I could fucking show my hand there, and instantly fired me. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, get the fuck out.
So I worked when I sold cars right out of high school.
Yeah.
I was pretty obviously quitting. Like, the whole time I was there, that place, that was great. Like, you could show up late as fuck. Yeah. If you sold a car, you could pretty much just, I would just leave every day. I did not give a fuck. I could not believe they kept me. They kept me. I quit. Yeah. I ended up leaving. And then the job I had here at Ardmore.
Mm-hmm.
They kept me.
Oh, that was insane.
That was crazy.
You think I'd go sit in my car for like a half an hour?
I would just leave every day. I also would show up like 3 hours late every single day. Like, try to be here at 8. I would walk in at 10 and be like, this is pretty good. I'd be like, all right. They kept me again.
Dude, that's so funny.
But yeah, this, I don't think I can have a job.
No.
I'm certain. I'm going to need one.
But yeah.
Good Lord.
I can work for like 3 days at a time, and then it'll get to the point where I'll be like standing at a job like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
At least you're doing like manual shit.
Which is nice.
I've done that. Even then, I still showed up pretty fucking late every time.
Yeah. Though that's another place. They might, sometimes places like that will tolerate it. If you can get shit, if they know you'll get something done. But I just like the like just not thinking. If I am at a job, I don't want to think, and I don't want to deal with anyone.
Yeah. Well, enough job stuff.
Yeah, enough monster.com.
No one gives a fuck.
Not at all. Dude,
all these people are stuck in their mindless dog shit jobs.
I know. Caught in the fucking labyrinth.
You and me are doing it right, dude. Long hair, sweatsuit.
Long hair, sweatsuits. I've been farting horribly for 3 days.
That's perfect. It's so I got bad. Home right when I walked in. Matt was waking up from a nap off his air mattress. This is the life, dude.
Especially with sales. If you're selling something that you actually like, it's so much easier. But if you're like, I'm going to switch your cable, it's going to be cheaper for 3 months, then you're going to get fucking crushed with fees. That's tough.
God, it sucks for whoever's listening to this right now, because they definitely, not everybody.
I mean, that's
a lot of people have jobs that it's just like, this is pointless.
Yeah, but it also depends too what like you got going on.
Yeah,
like, if you have kids.
If you want to make money and have a family.
Exactly. If you have kids, it's like, you know, that I think that existential angst kind of goes away as soon as you're like,
Making money for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you have a reason, though.
That helps. We don't have that reason, dude. You're just sitting there tapping the keys, and you're like,
that's what I did selling cars. Like, there were guys I worked with that had families, obviously, and they crushed it. And they were like, this is a great job.
Yeah.
But I was just making a ton of money doing nothing.
Yeah, just eating fucking lunch at the strip club, dude.
Yeah, I was going getting wings at the strip club. I was just sitting there like, I should go to Spain.
That was a good move.
I would read a book every day. I would just sit there and read the entire day.
That's so fucking fun.
It was a sick job, but it
sounds pretty tight.
It resulted in me going to Spain and literally never having money since.
Yeah. Fuck.
Sick.
It's tough to get.
I've been poor for 5 years now.
It's nice to get old enough to look back and have like a good enough zoom on your life to realize like how badly you fucked up. I do it all the time. Yeah, where like,
fuck up.
I think about like how much money I spent on my wedding. And I'm like, man, that'd be nice to have that shit back again. That'd be nice not to got fucking arm wrestled into spending a bunch of money on like an expensive wedding.
You
get old enough to be like, man, I could have avoided that with like maybe one uncomfortable conversation.
I remember because I got out of college and sold cars. So just like out of college, that was the first job I even applied to because my cousin worked there and hooked it up. I just went and sold cars and I was like, oh, it's so easy to make money. Who the fuck doesn't? I was like, yeah, I just got out of college and made $60,000 selling fucking Hondas. It was easy.
That's funny.
I left for Spain, I remember the teachers over there were like, what are you going to do when you go back? I was like, I don't know. I'll fucking find something. I get back, I'm hawking bathtubs, fucking selling nothing, crying. Just like,
that's so fucking funny. Well, you're probably a sick car salesman.
I was good at that. Yeah. to people that were not fucking idiots.
Yeah, it's true.
Like if I was like, I would always be like, look, this is the cheapest price.
Yeah.
I'll try to get, I don't care what you spend. I was like, I don't care what you spend. I don't want you to spend money.
Yeah.
I feel bad if you spend more than you have to.
Yeah.
And people would be like, ah, he's a shyster. He's lying. I'd be like, all right, fucking leave.
Yeah, get the fuck out, dude.
I don't care. I got a book to read, dude.
That's when I did the cold calling. I remember I was supposed to call and get all the information from, like, I'd have to call an IT company and ask for, like, the IT leader, whatever the fuck it's called, the COO, yeah. And be like, and I would just get their secretary and be like, so I spoke with him, I think, 6 months ago. Are you guys still using that Dell server? And
they'd
be like,
God.
I was taking wild guesses because you're supposed to piece together what they have and how old it is. So then when it goes, like, a server lasts, maybe it's 7 years. So if they would say, like, it's 5 years old, you're like, you'd sell that information to another company. And I just got to the point where I'm like, dude, if you just tell me these five things, I'll take you out of this list forever. And no one will ever call you from here. And that starts to work. And
fuck yeah.
They're like, dude, you're not allowed to do that. I was like, dude, I hate doing this. It sucks. Just tell me what I need to know. I'm supposed to get 7 questions, but 5 passes.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, bro, you're not
I started getting in trouble selling cars.
Take them out of the list, dude.
I got in trouble selling cars because I would go into the office and get the invoices that we paid for the car. I'd be like, this is what we paid for it. You can probably get pretty close to this.
Damn.
Yeah. They were like, why are you always in the office? I was like, I don't know, man.
That's a sick move.
Yeah. Like, just showing them the actual invoice. Be like, here's exactly what we paid for it.
So you'd show them how much you're going to make?
Yeah.
Like, look, this is what we're going to make. That's a good way of doing it.
Yeah.
There's no.
That's like, how I felt. That's the only way I felt justified with it. Like, to literally show everybody everything.
Yeah, because they play games.
Because I saw dudes that were just butt fucking customers.
Oh yeah, man.
And you make a ton of money. But
much.
But I couldn't justify that because, again, I didn't have a family. So it's like, am I going to make an extra $400 on this deal and have some couple that I've kind of befriended at this point spend $5,000 extra so that I get like $40 more on my paycheck?
Yeah.
It's real fucked up.
Oh, okay. So they're not breaking off. They're not like showering the guaps on you. They're not being like, here's what we want. If you get extra, just like, you know, we'll split it.
No. No, it's like if you sell certain type of insurance,
get a little bonus,
get like $100, $200, but they're paying that like each penny.
It's like $12,000.
Yeah, yeah, it's ridiculous. And you're selling them fucking like mud flaps and mud guards and like accessories that are like $500.
Dude, that's the one thing. My ex-wife just came from Walmart, dude.
What was going on down there?
We gotta get jobs there.
I would get a job there.
I'm dead serious. Once I get out of my painting contract for the summer, dude, I'm gonna hit Walmart. We're gonna become king of the black teens, dude.
King of the what?
King of the black teenagers, dude.
Black teens?
Yes, dude, you just gotta go down there. It's all the cashiers.
All black teens.
It's just wild black
damn,
teenagers, dude. We gotta go down there and just...
That probably... No, and again, this is... There's deeper reasons than race, but...
What?
Man, that must be literally the worst service on earth.
Well, yeah, teenagers.
Not just teenagers here, but we're talking black Philly teenagers. We just had it at fucking, what's it called?
Where?
Blaze Pizza.
Oh, dude, we got brutalized.
Oh, my God. So me and Matt went to we had a nice dinner at Blaze Pizza. Lovely establishment.
That was nice.
And there was a couple guys working behind there that got overwhelmed because a lot of people came in at once, and you could see just they really gave up.
Yeah, I got yelled at.
Matt got scolded.
Some guy scolded me, dude.
This is tough.
We got to get down there. We got to tuck some polos in, dude, and straighten out Walmart.
You think we do?
100%.
Dude, they would hate us.
Dude, we got to go down there. We got to interrupt the Facebook Live sessions, dude.
You think the black teens are going to like you?
Hell yeah, dude. They're not going to like me. They're going to respect me.
The black teens are going to hate you,
they're
going to
fear and respect me.
No, dude, you think you're going to coach Carter then?
I'm Machiavellian as fuck, dude. They're going to respect me.
You think you're going to coach Carter?
Definitely,
you think
you're
going to come down there and be very strict?
I'm going to get into all their dangerous minds, dude.
Yeah, some of them are going to be pissed. Like, somebody's going to get real pissed and quit right away.
You think so? I'll get him back.
You're going to have to get him back. He's going to be the most troubled.
I'm going to have to go to his gang practice, dude, if I can get him out.
And then you're going to put on a fucking do-rag and start dancing. You're going to have a breakdance scene with the kids.
I'm going to show up in a blazer with like a large thermos and be like, all right, guys, let's go. They'll be like, you're fucking high. I'll be like, shut up.
Yeah, it'll be good, man.
Shut that down.
Damn, dude, the nightcast is already hot.
Nightcast, 3 minutes in, dude.
3 minutes in, you're already talking about black teens.
Well, dude, I mean, we got to rise to the ranks at Walmart. We got to start as cart boys, dude. That'd be sick.
And start as cart boys and then graduate to become king of the black teens.
King of the black teens, dude, at Walmart, yeah. They'll come in and be like, my liege. They're like, rise.
You think you can get the black teens to bow to you and call you my liege? Dude, never. If you're a black teen working at a Walmart in what fucking, where is it?
South Philly.
South Philly, dude.
You don't think they'd fucking, pledge allegiance to
you? You could be fucking, the only person that they would give a fuck about is if you were Kendrick Lamar. You could be fucking Drake and walk in there and they'd be like, yo, faggot ass motherfucker. Like, dude, they're the meanest people on earth. Are you kidding me? Black teen cashiers? Literally the meanest.
I got snubbed hard when I was there.
They're mean, dude.
Yeah.
It's a mean bunch.
Yeah, dude, they're motherfuckers, dude.
They'll fucking, the first chance they get to ridicule you, they will take it.
I think it is a gang, dude.
It's for sure. Walmart?
Walmart cashiers. It's like Bloods, Crips, that's Walmart like, cashiers.
Brandon Vince Jack, or no, is it Sydney?
Sydney has
a great joke about it.
Yeah, about how he's scared of black teenagers.
Sydney Gantt has a joke about how he's afraid of black women.
No, he's afraid only of black female cashiers at Target. Yeah, he does, actually. Oh.
They are very mean.
Yeah, that lady was not nice to me, dude.
Yeah? I mean, obviously, sometimes they can be super nice.
Yeah.
Not the black teens, though.
Yeah, when I'm talking the old ladies, dude.
Old ladies can be very nice.
Yeah, you get an old lady on the squad, dude, handing the paper towels.
The teens are nothing but mean motherfuckers.
Yeah, man. Not digging that Walmart.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Not about that Walmart life, dude. I'm trying to get into that Walmart life, dude, and get paper. Yeah? I'm trying to get papered at Walmart, dude.
You're not going to get any paper.
Dude, I'm going to be fucking, I'll be running that thing in like a month.
Yeah?
Dude, with my fucking business background, dude.
Your business background's garbage.
LeBeau, College of Business, dude. Drexel 09. I'm bringing my degree into fucking Walmart. I'm going to put it on the carts while I push them, dude. I'm going to rise up hard as fuck. I'm gonna cry like Pursuit of Happiness every day.
You're gonna get fired after a fucking week, dude. Yo, you're gonna quit. You're gonna quit after fucking 2 days.
Nah, dude, I'd rise the fucking
day
ranks.
Day three, this bit would get old. And you would quit.
Would it? I get my first paycheck, dude. It would get so old. I'd be like, what the fuck is this?
You get an $80 paycheck after like an 80-hour work week.
I would just have child support taken out. Like, dude, how many kids? Like, dude, they all fucking come.
You would turn into a black teen, dude. After like sick. A month, you'd be just sitting at a register on your phone.
That'd be sick, dude. I'd just be FaceTiming.
I wouldn't even recognize you
anymore. I'd be FaceTiming you. I'd be like, yo.
I'd come into Walmart, wouldn't even recognize my old friend.
I'd be on Facebook Live the whole time, like, yo, we're at Walmart.
That's too much, Matthew.
When she went to buy cars, was like an absolute monster. Buying them, like she would get people to the point where, like, she would get a salesman like that on the line of like, all right, y'all, this is awesome, this and that, I have this and that, and then she would be like, all right, and as soon as they're ready to do it, she'd be like, this is what I want to pay, and I want free oil changes for the life of the car, and they'd be like, get out of here, absolutely not. She'd be like, all right, and she'd have it down to the point where she's about to sign the paper. So this guy's like salivating, and she'd be like, all right, and she would just walk out, and she'd like wait, they'd call her back, and she'd go back in, dude, and it was insane. The shit.
Yeah, I would have let her walk. If she would have stood up and be like, all right. I'm not, I don't care, lady.
It was so, and she would do all of this, and then eventually her credit union would, like, give her a check for, like, say, like, $35,000, and she would have them down to, like, $28,000 and be like, I have absolutely no more money than this, and then show them a check for, like, $35,000 and make them take it out of this. Mm. Dude, she's rude, and I would just have to sit there the whole time and be like, yeah, I mean, that's pretty fair.
Probably,
I mean,
high, just like, whoa.
Yeah, we just gotta sit there like, oh my god.
Oh god.
Like, I'm just saying, just give her the oil changes. I don't know.
Yeah, dude, where are we at? We gotta be close
1:23.
Oh wow, I was way off this time.
Yeah, we flew. I'm close. At 59 minutes, I was like, wonder if he's gonna say anything. Yeah,
way off this time.
You got a little drunk.
Watched the Irish play. I was watching my sister's dogs.
You got tasked to that part, huh?
And then. Yeah, and they were like, well, what kind of beer do you like? And I was like, give me a case of Natural Light. So I just had 30 Natural Lights sitting there. The Irish were dealing with NC State. Just another week of Notre Dame just dominating.
It's funny, too, to figure out, like, you slowly start to realize you're, like, the go-to guy for, like, weird shit in your family. Like, whenever my family needs, like, a weird midday favor... Yeah. I was like, sure, I'll do it. And slowly I'm like, I think they think I'm a loser. Yeah, like, definitely. Yeah, Matt's not doing shit. Have him do this.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, maybe I'm fucking busy.
Definitely.
They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm writing a novel. And they're like, yeah, come fucking work. Yeah, come do this for a
while. Hold
like,
the fucking ladder and quit talking about your fucking book. It's actually pretty good.
It's actually a multi-POV romp through the area. And they're like, all right, dude, that's great.
Yeah.
Here's a jackhammer. Go up 100 feet in the air. That's when they call me to work. Whenever it's like 100 feet in the air, they're like, yeah, we'll send Matt up there. Yeah. Fuck him.
You sent me that video from that tower you guys were demolishing. Wow. Yeah.
120 feet, dude.
That was spooky.
That was spooky, dude.
That's a very spooky experience.
Well, dude, it's because my brother will be up there, too, and he'll start getting all, like, the... It's the same thing as me, basically, but, like, you put like, a Frady Cat spin on it. He'll be like, well, these buckets, we have the shock load absorbing. We have, like, hoses running up for the air, like, for the compressors.
Yeah.
He's like, well, we'll go with the shock load of these hoses. They were way over the weight limit, and we could just flip it in. And we're 120 feet. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. You're a fucking black cat, dude. Shush.
He's being a scaredy cat.
Don't talk about it.
Being afraidy.
When you're up 120 feet in the air, you don't talk about falling.
Don't talk about falling.
You don't talk about shock loads and shit. I'm like, dude, there's people way smarter than you that figure this shit out. We're fine.
Nice.
He's like, we could possibly, the shock load could flip us the other way. It's like, dude, shut up.
Ugh.
If we die, we're dead. You're fucking Einstein and this shit isn't going to help us. You're not going to crack the fucking physics of this.
He could.
Doubt it.
He could hit and roll. You can tuck and roll that
landing. But it's scary. You're up 120 feet and you're like, you're in a basket. So like you're kind of steering it. So you hit the lever and you only want to go 2 feet, but the machine's 120 feet away from you. So you think you let go in time, but you let go and the machine keeps moving with the wind and you bank into the stuff. Oh, it's fucking scary.
God, dude.
I'm ready to go, dude. I'm up there and I'm like, yeah, it'd be an honor to die for my father's business, dude.
Very Korean.
Falling the line. Yeah, well, it is very Korean.
It is very
of me.
Korean.
Very Korean.
I'm going to get you an ancestry swab,
I'm
dude.
Fucking 90% Korean.
You think?
Yeah. And my dad is, dude, my one uncle found out. My dad got that ancestry thing, and he's like, apparently I misspoke. My dad's not 1% Jew. It's 0.1% European Jew.
Okay.
And they called my one uncle. They all, like, fuck with him. And they're like, hey, did you hear we got the test back, dude? We're Jewish. We're, like, 10%. And apparently he, like, called a bunch of people. And he's like, what the hell? They told me to tell him. He wouldn't fucking have it, dude. I ain't goddamn Jewish. Dude. It was like, you know, I was fucking around. Like, I don't have it. I didn't catch it. It was him being like, yeah. I don't have that. I'm not fucking Jewish. It's like, yeah, you definitely are, dude.
Yeah, listen to how DNA. You're complaining right now. Yeah.
Like, what do you mean I'm a
my
Jew?
My one uncle talks like George Thorogood.
Yeah?
Like, you see him, like, hey, what's up, Mete? You're like, where the fuck did you get this accent from? Dude, it's so funny.
Oh, so on Saturday, this
I like my women dumb. That's what he said about his wife.
Really?
I like them dumb.
Nice.
It's so funny.